How silk was invented. Have you ever watched a caterpillar go into a cocoon and then turn into a butterfly? This transformation may seem amazing, but it is actually quite easy to demonstrate by doing an experiment, and you can find instructions on the internet. People have known about the metamorphosis of caterpillars since ancient times. In fact, a teenage girl in China who saw the amazing metamorphosis of a special kind of caterpillars did something even more amazing. She invented silk. She is known as Ancestor Lei in China, but we'll call her Lia here. Lia grew up in a poor family, so her parents depended on her to gather berries, mushrooms, and wild greens for food. One day, when she was resting under a mulberry tree, a ripe berry fell on her lap. It tasted good, so Lia looked up to see if there were more. Sure enough, the tree was loaded with berries. While Lia busied herself picking berries, she noticed that quite a few caterpillars were nibbling at the leaves. Then she saw some larger ones standing still, but wiggling their heads back and forth, spitting thread out of their mouths. Then she noticed a few of them had formed cocoons around themselves. The cocoons were translucent, and she could still see the caterpillars inside, wiggling their heads and spitting out more thread. "Wow," Lia thought to herself. "Caterpillars building cocoons is even more fascinating than spiders spinning webs." For the next couple of weeks, Lia returned to this tree every day to gather more berries and to check on the caterpillars. One by one, the cocoons grew thicker, so Lia couldn't see through them anymore. She kept wondering what was going on inside, when suddenly one day, she saw a few moths hovering around the cocoons. Then she noticed that a few of the cocoons had a hole on the side. "Aha," Lia thought. "I bet those caterpillars turned into moths inside, and after they were full grown, they broke out of the cocoons." Sure enough, the cocoons with the holes were empty. They were like eggshells, but smaller and even stronger. Lia knew that the thread in spider webs were very strong, so she wondered if the threads from these cocoons were strong enough to be woven into cloth. That day, Lia decided to gather cocoons rather than berries from the mulberry tree. Then she tried to wash them in a nearby stream. Lo and behold, the cocoon started unraveling and turned into a bundle of threads. This kind of thread was finer and softer than any thread Lia had ever seen, but just as strong as the others. From that day on, Lia's brother took over her job of gathering edibles, so that Lia could concentrate on figuring out how to make cloth from the cocoon threads. To solve the mystery of what happened inside the cocoons, Lia cut open a few of them in the middle of the transformation process. She discovered that the caterpillars first become pupas, and then the pupas gradually develop wings to become moths. Eventually, Lia invented the most beautiful fabric called silk, and the caterpillars that produced the threads came to be called silkworms. According to legend, Lia married a tribal chieftain, and together they united all the nearby tribes. Lia's husband became the Yellow Emperor, and he is regarded as the founding father of Chinese civilization.